You finished going to school up here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Finished school in 35.
What was it called? What's the name of school up here?
That was, They were sort of private school for a good while, and I believe about the last 2 years of school, they consolidated this side of the county and had the Irving County Public Schools. And city gave up city schools about 1932. They couldn't afford to operate them anymore. But after that, they went into a county school system. And they had them for the private county school system.
So you're born in Australia, you went down to Lakeland, mm-hmm. and came on back. Okay. What's it like around here in the 30s?
It's pretty quiet. Let's see, finished up school in 35, and worked in the grocery stores around town along then, after school, and delivered circulars. Then, let's see. Then worked on the farms a little bit, around about, picked a little cotton. Took a few peanuts out back when they plowed peanuts up by the mule, and everybody bent over and shook them up, shook dirt out of them. And they finally, I guess peanuts was $20 a ton back then. Pretty low. Of course, cotton was not, but just a very few dollars, and hogs were just $3 or $4 a hundred. Everything real low price. Late labor was 15-75 cents a day.
That was for manual labor on the farm, so?
Oh, yeah. That was per day. Some of them paid 5 cents an hour. But money was very scarce. Long.
Were there a lot of people out of work here? Or pretty much
everybody? Well, you couldn't never tell anybody was unemployed. They might not have been doing anything, but they weren't especially unemployed. They'd always do. Go fishing or go help somebody, something like that. Mm-hmm. But you never had what they call an unemployment problem in small towns. But after 35, the 38s and 40s, things began to pick up a little bit. In the early 38, 37, 38. I worked full time around town. Mm-hmm. And I worked in that until 1944, I believe, around town in grocery stores. Markets. Then after 44, I went to work in filling station tire stores, and I worked that to 53. Then after that, I came back and put my own place up, and I run it to about 1974, I guess.
What were you doing there?
A tire and recapper shop. I run that station. That's one head on north side of town out there. I run that in 74 now. After that, I closed it down and been working part-time at the post office since. There's a substitute carrier.
What were you doing, just taking packages and delivering the mail around?
No, I work on the day the other fellow's off because he works what they call a K-Route, and that gives him a day a week off.
What does that stand for, the K-Route?
It's just a postal classification. They have J and K is a, what they call a heavy duty. And people with K-Routes, I get at least one day a week off, and then I work every Saturday.
No, I work.
And plus there's annual leave and vacation time, about 100 days a year better on the route.